I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Football National Championship is on the ticket this Monday night at 6 after the Hard Line. The Ohio State Buckeyes fight the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame. Brought to you by Mountain Mike's Pizza and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick.
Coheed and Cambria are coming to the Pavilion at Toyota Music Factory September 10th with special guests Taking Back Sunday. For more information and tickets, visit LiveNation.com. You can text HOME to 22126 for your chance to win a pair of tickets.
Thank you, DJ. We'll look at the NFC playoff picture here in just a little bit. So it's funny when someone dies of the stature. Well, not that funny. But when someone does die, the stature of Bob Uecker that has like such a decorated career, things start to pop up in this era that we live in today's sports. Clips start to surface. You start to go down these rabbit holes of just how big this guy was. Like, the fact that when you were a little kid, and you probably had no idea this was going on, Bob, but this is the Brewers, the biggest name ever associated with the Milwaukee Brewers, but in the 70s and 80s, the biggest show on TV was The Tonight Show. It was the marquee show. It was the late night show, for those who don't know, that ran at 10:30, and it was Johnny Carson. Biggest show on TV. And the fact that that guy, that Bob Uecker, wasn't like this just pop-on guest every now and then. He was on that show over 100 times. Johnny Carson was obsessed with Bob Uecker.
Yeah.
You probably had no idea, though, as a kid, that that was even... I didn't.
No, not in real time, for sure.
I had... no clue. And he wasn't on there to spin yarns, you know, old baseball tales. Johnny had him on because he was a comedian. And for those who don't know the story, he literally got his start in broadcasting, in TV, all of it, because he opened up for, who was it?
Don Rickles?
Yes, it was Don Rickles. Don Rickles was doing a set somewhere down in Florida, and for some reason, Bob Uecker opened up for him, doing stand-up. And somebody saw him on there, and then he got into broadcasting and started doing games, and then it all kind of dovetailed off from there. He was so much bigger than the sport of baseball. And again, I was too young to watch the Carson show when he was always on there. And I didn't really like Johnny Carson anyway. It just seemed like a dad thing at the time. But again, you have to, you know, hold it in its proper place. It was such a titan of a show, and he was... you know, the biggest celebrity out there, Johnny Carson was. And so going back and looking at these interviews that he did, and I don't know if you guys have ever seen him on there. It is insane.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, he is the – it's nothing like you've seen Bob Uecker, who's like, hey, everybody, and he, like, he's all fired up. He is so demure and understated and almost Bob Newhart-esque. He never smiles. He's never, you know, doing crazy histrionics like you see him in the movies and stuff like that, and maybe Mr. Belvedere. The dude is dry to the bone. Not one smile, not one time he was ever on there, because that wasn't his comic styling. So here's a bit that he did with Carson just on his era in baseball.
Some pretty good years, didn't you? You were a good catcher. How about hitting? Catchers usually are good hitters.
Sometimes, you know, I hitting to me, you know, when you, there's always a slump, and you figure when the season's over, you know, the winter time, you figure you're going to get out of it, you know, but it always, for me, it always carried over through the winter into the next spring. You know, I go into spring training, man, right back in the sewer again, you know. But hitting, I don't know what it is about hitting, and I think maybe you go through things like this. I don't know, John or Mel. You know, when you're doing
there.
A gig one night, you get a little nervous or uptight about it sometimes.
Sure, apprehensive. Yeah,
sure. To me, hitting was like that. If I'd come up in a tough situation, you know, and you, to me it was always, I always felt like I had to go to the bathroom or something. You know? And I mean, you know, when you're standing with the bat, if you stride, something might happen. And You know, you'd rather take the pitch than...
Of course.
You know.
Right.
Yeah, you strike out, you go back to the stands, and, I mean, you're walking by the stands, and, you know, some guy hollers out, you stink, you know. You ain't got no argument, you know, maybe you do. It was something that I, you know, rather than be offensive to two other guys standing back there, I used to, you know, take a hike, you know what I mean?
Right. What was your batting average over
200.
200?
200 lifetime, a hard 200.
Home runs?
I banged 14 of them. When I wanted to, you know, it was one of those deals. If you want to hit a home run, you hit one. I laugh at guys now, you know, the guys hitting 300, 320. What do they got to look forward to next year, you know?
You wanted to kind of build.
Huh? Oh, you stay around 200, 201, 202. Maybe two or three RBIs, you got something to shoot for the next year.
Two or three RBIs.
Didn't you?
Mel Brooks doubled over and spit his coffee out whenever he heard two or three RBIs for the season, for the whole season. He's making these legendary stand-up comics crack up, and that was his approach. Dude, he did a full story on being, on getting a DUI. Like, and this was in 1976, and I guess back then it really wasn't that big a deal.
No.
He's like, yeah, I was all jacked up. I was on a motorcycle and I got pulled over, and he was talking about the DWI test and the breathalyzer and all this. And I mean, again, these stories were really, Carson would give him the floor for 15, 20 minutes, these segments that he had. And it's just Euchre spinning these yarns.
Yeah. And I was reading, that the first time he was on, they did the pre-interview and maybe even the second time, but like three through infinity, they're just like, Euch's got this. I don't even want to know what he has.
Yes.
Like, Johnny
just
did
go.
Not want to hear a thing. He just wants to hear it live.
So, he was well known, I guess, in the comedy community as being one of the funniest people. If you ran across him and you spent any time with him, he's the funniest guy you've ever met. So, on Howard Stern, Norm MacDonald and Artie Lang. Artie was a big part of the Stern show back in the day, the stand-up comic, and Norm was always on there too. And they had this run-in with Bob Euchre. And this is like the perfect story.
How do you know Bob Euchre?
Well, that's part of the story.
Yeah, that's part of the story.
Right. Norm did a commercial for light beer.
Okay.
So it was when we were doing the Norm show. So he invited Norm out to spring training in Phoenix, Arizona. And said, look, man, come the f*** out to Arizona, man. You know, he's a guy you hear on the TV.
Yeah, Bob Euchre.
Right, but he's so filthy when he talks. Every other word is f*** unbelievable.
Right.
And he's one of the funniest guys I've ever met.
Right.
So Norm says to me, hey, man, let's go hang out with Euchre, because he knows I'm a big fan, which was nice. So we go to Arizona, and it's the funniest 24-hour period I've ever spent. We played a round of golf with Bob Euchre, and he let us sit in the booth to listen to him announce a Brewer Cub game, okay?
Right.
Now, he had a cough button. You know, if you're going to cough, you hit the cough button,
right,
and you're not on the air.
Sure.
So, from what I remember, Norm might may not remember this because he's friends with Bob Euchre, but anyway,
right.
Euchre would be announcing the baseball game.
Right.
And like a f-ing jazz musician, it was unbelievable. If he saw a really hot chick in the crowd, he would hit the cough button,
right,
and say something filthy about her, then go right back to announcing the game. It was like magic. So,
unbelievable. You think that's a high-risk thing to be doing. That's like walking the high wire.
He would say, yeah. So he would say like this. He'd go, here's the 2-2 pitch to Sosa, ground ball to shortstop. Look at the f***s on that whore. Over to first base, two down.
And he'd hit the button that quickly.
Yeah, and
stop it right there.
So you
stop it right there. So for those of us that actually work with a cough button, to envision someone doing that,
yeah,
like in the middle of a call, hitting the button, saying, "Oh my God, look at the things on that whore," or whatever. Like, and then just going right back at it, and two outs in the second, or whatever. Like,
made a comment earlier tonight.
It's so risque. Go ahead.
So you must have been out of your mind, entertained, and now when you listen to him, you're wondering, like, during the spaces, what he's saying.
Howard, that's the story I told on Letterman. I cleaned it up.
Right, obviously. Right, right.
And he started using like old guy words for the chicks. Like he'd go, "Fly ball to center field. God, I like to get with that trollop. That's the third out." So the other thing he did. Let me tell the one other thing he did, because this is amazing.
Yeah,
he sees John Fogerty.
Oh, that was what I was going to.
Creedence Clearwater
Revival. Let me tell that.
Yeah. All right, go ahead,
Norm.
So he sees John Fogerty, you know, from Creedence Clearwater Revival. So he's like, hey, man, that's the rock singer. He goes, but he can get out of the sand trap like nobody's f***ing business. They played in a charity tournament with him. So we're like, yeah, we know who John Fogerty is. And he goes, if the seventh inning stretch, I'll have the f***er come up and sing for you.
Fogerty's there with his kid, by the way. He's a big cub fan. He's here with his 8-year-old son, John Fogerty.
Right, right. So we're like, no, you don't have to do that.
Right, don't get John Fogerty to sing.
Leave him alone. It's all right. We don't want him singing in front of us.
So then he gets mad at us. He goes, do you even know who f***ing John Fogerty is? So we go, yeah, he did Creedence Clearwater Revival. He goes, yeah, he did all that f***ing. But anyway,
he's the funniest guy I've ever met in my life.
How do you become friends with a guy like Euchre? You'd think
you guys don't become friends.
But I just think you two guys would have no reason to get together. Here you are, this irreverent comic.
And we did a Miller Lite commercial.
That started the friendship.
But anyways, I was in Arizona a couple weeks ago, 3 weeks, a month ago, whatever, for spring training. And I went up to the booth and he goes, man, what about that f***ing Artie Klein?
Artie Klein.
And then he goes, is that he really is not like Artie Klein anymore. And
he
goes,
he doesn't know Artie Klein.
Artie Klein.
Yeah, Artie Klein's an
Yeah. Right. He goes, the funniest thing is, he goes, that sucker must be running a little short of material.
How you doing, Bob Euchre? Private lines.
Listen.
So he and Norm.
Tell Bob I'm sorry.
He and Norm said that they would call each other and just do Euchre impressions. Like the first 20 minutes that they would talk to each other, they're just doing Euchre back and forth. They became so obsessed with him. I love hearing stuff like that. I love that he was a classic overcusser.
Yeah.
I love that he was
that effer can get out of a sand trap like nobody's business.
Like everything that you want Bob Euchre to be, it seems like he was.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like just the life of everybody, the party, every single time, everywhere he was.
So popular, so many, and you would see him.
Did you ever see him out?
Oh yeah.
Really?
Yeah. In fact, after a game, he signed my program one time, you know, when I was a little idiot. Collecting autographs.
That's awesome.
Got to meet Bob Euchre, and you know, at the time, you're really like 11 or 12, and you can see all the adults are freaking out, and you're like, I mean, he's not even a player, but I guess I should get his autograph because everyone else is. And then you realize what you just did. You know, as the years go on, you're like, you met Bob Euchre, but as an 11-year-old,
right? But again, like,
you're told he's important, but you don't really know.
Yeah, you don't know the celebrity that he actually is.
Right?
I mean, he was obviously like one of the biggest names in sports for like 50 years.
No, and then in 1999, he's at the SMU Athletic Forum, and me and Dan get to talk to him for 15 minutes, and we should play some of that next week, maybe. But it's just. It you know, listening back to the conversation, I don't know. We were doing a different show back then. Like, we're asking him about current events and baseball, and it just, like, what a blown opportunity. Like, half the interview is, like, we're asking him about being Bob Euchre and all that. It's great. But then we're asking him about the Juan Gonzalez trade to Detroit. Like, what are we doing? So I feel like as blown away as I was to be talking to him, that we would... It would obviously be a different interview once you learn how to do radio yourself, because, you know, I was like 26. I didn't know what he was doing.
And, like, I knew him only from Miller Lite commercials. Again, I didn't know he was doing any of the Brewers games. Had no clue. He was the Miller Lite guy, which I loved those commercials as a kid. He was the main guy, basically. And then, like, Mr. Belvedere came out. I was like, well, this is weird. And then he did a Major League and all that. But
yeah, his turn as what was his name? Bobby Doyle in Major League?
Yeah, I think so.
Harry Doyle. Yeah, I mean, just the classic beaten down baseball announcer having to broadcast 162 of these trash games.
Yes. Yeah, but it's funny because what Artie's describing in that audio, that's the dude on Major League, because that dude was checking out chicks, drinking in the booth.
Yes, all of it.
Being sarcastic off the mic about
like
how much this team sucks.
Just the caricature of who Bob Euchre was supposed to be.
Exactly.
Like, we lost a titan yesterday. That's exactly what that guy is, or was at least. All right, there you go. There's a little Friday fun.